Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and today's question comes to us from Chris about my yoga for hips arthritis video. And she says, I've been doing your yoga for hips arthritis video, and it's going really well. I think it's really going to help me. Just a quick question. If I sit on the floor with my legs stretched out in front of me, I have no problem lifting my good hip leg, but I absolutely cannot lift my dodgy hip leg. I love that. She must be English. This is the trouble I have getting into the car, the passenger side, where my left leg is the last one to get into the car. I actually have to physically lift my leg with my arms. Otherwise, it is so hard and painful trying to get into the car. And that's really tough, isn't it? I have quite good external rotation, but very bad internal rotation, and the muscles in and around my groin are ridiculously tight. Can you please advise which exercises in particular might help with this problem? They're the ones that I want to do more of so I can reduce my pain and use my leg again. So I just love this because whenever we sell one of our arthritis videos or any one of our videos, we always send out an email to ask them what they want to get out of the video and how we can help the most. And if they have any questions, to be sure to email us back. And so these were great questions and I'm happy to address them. And whenever somebody has a question, it means that probably other people have questions too. And so that's great because then we can answer them for everybody on our blog. So they are great questions. When you sit with your legs out on the floor in front of you, and Chris, you're trying to lift your dodgy leg, that takes a good deal of strength from your quadricep muscles. That's the top of your, the muscle on the top of your leg. And this is actually a really important question when it comes to arthritis, because if you can gain more strength in the muscles around the joints, then you're going to put less strain on your joints. So what I did was I went back and looked over my notes to the Yoga for Hips Arthritis class, and I saw that I actually had a lot of exercises in that video to build up strength in the quadricep muscles. So if Chris just keeps doing the Yoga for Hips Arthritis class, she's going to gain strength in those muscles. So for example, chair pose is going to build strength in your quad muscles, but also in your glute muscles. Also, warrior one pose would be a great pose to help to build strength in your quad muscle, and so would warrior two pose. Okay, going to build strength in that muscle and help stabilize that hip joint. And over time, that's going to make that easier. Now, to deal with the tight groin muscle, there is an exercise at the end of the video, but we focus on it as a joint mobility for the hip hip joint. But you could just take the exercise, the bound angle pose, and instead of making it a mobility exercise, you could hold it as a stability exercise and lean forward, and that would stretch out your groin muscles. So that would be a great exercise for that. So thanks for those great questions, and I appreciate you asking the questions. Please leave your comments below. It seems like a lot of people have yoga for hip, have hip arthritis, because we do seem to sell a lot of that video. So thanks for leaving your questions below and asking those questions so we can address them, because that video does sell a lot and we do appreciate so much the questions and comments. Thanks so much, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Finding a great yoga class is becoming more costly and difficult. Now there's a better way to self-improvement in the privacy of your own home. Visit Dr. Melissa West at melissawest.com and start getting free weekly online videos. Real yoga for real people.